We'll just drop the whereas, huh? Martin Luther King Jr. spoke courageously and eloquently in America about war and peace, about social justice and racial discrimination, about this nation's obligation to the poor, and about nonviolence as a way of protecting social change in the world of brutality. In all personally advocating King's dominated life of service to the poor, to the oppressed, and other nations, life of service to humanity that transcended class, national, and native language. Martin Luther King Jr. united millions of Americans, young and old, black and white, rich and poor, in the struggle for human dignity, freedom, and justice, and contributed greatly to the passage of the Civil Rights Legislation in 1964 and 1965, and in working to help eliminate racism from American life. The great contributions of Martin L. King Jr. are a part of our common history and heritage, a legacy all Americans should preserve and expand. It is fitting that this is memorializing contributions of Martin Luther King Jr. to social justice and progress. Now, therefore, I, George R. Mosconi, Mayor of the City and County of San Francisco, hereby proclaim that January 15, 1977, shall be known in San Francisco as Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and I urge all San Franciscans and our citizens to join in the observance of the day with a special celebration.
I'm sorry to call you this late, and I'm about to leave for Los Angeles, but I talked to Jim, and someone overheard my conversation there in the room when I talked to you earlier, and we were just, you know, they mentioned it in passing to Jim, and he got very upset with me for making the call. I didn't, you know, intend for him to know, because, but the point is, I apologize, because I wasn't aware that he had suggested you, you know, as being the chairperson, and I had been getting a lot of calls, you know, from the black community, and Johnny Brown has also, well, Tim Stone too, you know,
reference to what?
For Jim to be, you know, the chairperson, and so I said, well, you know, I'd see what I could do, but Jim said he didn't want anybody, you know, campaign for him, and he, you know, he was hesitant. He said he would if that's the way things went, but he thought it would be difficult to get either one, you know, of you or him as chairperson the way it was, and so he said he was pretty upset with me for doing that, because, you know, he had mentioned that that, you know, he'd like to see you or maybe him as chair, vice chairperson.
Well, either one of us would be very fine with me. The reason that we concluded it in that fashion, and he suggested it, that I'd be chairman, was because we were concerned that of his schedule, and that I was willing to do that if he couldn't, you know. To me, If either one of us would be fine, and I would, I welcome, as a matter of fact, and please tell this to Jim. Are you going to follow him?
Yes, I'll be talking.
Please tell him that that I welcomed it very much, and I thought he was as a matter of fact, Michael, I respected you for that, and I'm glad that you felt that way about Jim. I mean, if you didn't feel that way about him, then I think I would lose more respect.
Well, I probably wouldn't have done it, although I would have liked to have seen him in that position on my own. But we have been getting a number of calls, mm-hmm. not just me, but Johnny Brown and Tim, mainly from the black community. Mm-hmm. People, want.
Well, I think that.
If there ever was a prophet, Jim Jones.
All right.
Show that you've shown me in reference to my receiving this award.
Let's give a good stand.
Busy skin.
Pretty apart from any news coverage, just for your own personal information, should you, pretty apart from any news coverage, just for your own personal information, should your business, I'd like some type of that to go out there and warn you, motherfucking motherfucker.
Anybody would empathize with this. I would think anyone would empathize with this man. He had been reared by a mother who had a tragedy and lost her daughter and her husband in the accident. So she wanted to make her boy be the little girl, and so the little girl had to dress in clothes up till 6, 7, and even on during school during the days and weekends. Then she died and left this little boy, and the little boy manifested behavior when as an adult he would get in woman's clothing, go around, find little old ladies look like his mother, and use the wire and whoop, choke him to death. But anyway, it showed the ordeal. It was just terrible. He split, you know, just totally split personality. He went right into this woman, female role, and just It's an hour program, but oh, the brainwashing. At the end, when they arrested him and took him away, they made him look just as grotesque as hell, like some kind of demon that emerged up out of hell when the other personality came in. All the hate that was built towards transvestites and homosexuals and the whole business without saying it. And at the end, it shows this cop, this female cop, saying, "And I wonder how long, how soon, how very soon he'll be turned out on society again."
Oh, wow.
No background, no empathy, no nothing. Just get the fucker. Do away with him. Here's the sad thing. I'm having to read hard to see the sadness because they didn't dwell on the sadness. This little patch drops. Boy, we've got a mess in TV. I don't watch that shit enough. Somebody ought to monitor that shit. See,
right.
they're really putting a heavy on people now.
I caught our kids tonight watching. They're watching some dumb show with these two white women.
Maybe we could do something to kick off against that. But sure, we believe in God.
Yeah.
Eliminating crime. Yeah, what do you want? Come here. You do?
Yeah.
You got a subpoena? Uh-oh. For what?
Late, too. I don't know.
For what?
I don't know what that
is. This is a court. What the hell is this all about?
Witness, I think. Should be in
there. Are you late?
It was a 7.
Just got the mail. Recording was a 7.
Oh shit, man. Let's get on this so you don't get in trouble with this. Take it to Gene back there. Hey, Gene. Jerry Eisenberg of the district. I've heard him spoken of. What do you mean, when was it delivered? Did it deliver here?
No, we have an outside address. You can get the mail about once every 2 weeks or so. And they've gone there looking for him. They've gone there looking for him, and they said they don't know him, and that's the physical address. And now they've sent a subpoena. I'm afraid that they're going to go back and look for him again, and when he's not there, it's going to fuck him up to me.
Okay, who's, can you post him or tell him from me, in order for me, that he's gone? And,
yeah.
Give him on that tomorrow. B. Get him on that Tuesday. This kid violation of subpoena. I want him to do it. First thing I need to get him to buy is to this is a bad business. Say they put in the wrong goddamn mailbox, can't you, or something?
Yeah.
You call up and tell them we've got it, or whatever, you know, it's just the case.
Say, you just now got the thing.
Just got it, and call them around and tell them we've got it, and see what's happening.
You were starting to say what you wanted, the comment you wanted to make on this.
I mean, the comment, though, what, are we going to write off sick people and just kill them? Or are we going to try to correct, you know? I'm not very, Are we going to, you know, there's a lot of ill people in our society, and pressures of living created, and are we to just punish because the child happens to be the child of the wrong parent who's mentally disturbed? Are we not to make any effort to cure? And we ought to go in and talk about our agricultural mission, how we have found that most pathological behavior. There ought to be more efforts to get work camps. Sure, not turning back on society, but give them an opportunity for a natural environment. Prison reform, in a sense. Maybe, of course, our people have mobility in our agricultural mission. They could come, but it's like a community, like a Jewish kibbutz. And no recidivism. Maybe that, you know, talk to them in terms of asking for maybe to help develop, set of course, money, much money into some of these dictatorships. We could assist countries like Guyana and others for such camps to be done, and give them money to help their struggling and emerging, helping to emerge as an independent nation. And the same token, young people like that could be sent for rehabilitation. Montana's not far enough. But you know, they could set up a community, surely, hell, within, say it can be done in Montana, a place like that, an ordinary community, an ongoing, functional community. Yeah. And if it can't be let out, that's fine. Will the board decide that, based on their, not some kind of mamby-pamby idealism, but real, thorough study, and careful scrutiny. Maybe it needs change law, but we can't make indeterminate sentences to institutions that are breeding grounds for new forms of crime. And we don't sound quite as crazy idealist. I don't have objection to people being isolated from the ordinary community if, by God, they're in humane conditions. You know, if there's somebody pathologically disturbed, you can't get them straightened out. But Jesus Christ, to put people in prison for the rest of their life or kill them, I think the suggestion was to kill this person.
That's right. Even when they don't put them in jail, I mean, just to put them, say, you know, turn them back on the street. Well, if they do go back on the street, what happens then? They just go right back to the same pattern. It's a double bind. Society doesn't want to do the problem.
It just burns the amount of it. Rehabilitation doesn't work. It infuriates me because they've never tried it.
You never have. The goddamn prisons I was in, that I visited, it's just horrendous. What the hell this goddamn Gestapo Muslims shit running around through the prisons now? What the fuck's he up to? That fucker ever staying home? No wonder his movement's falling apart. He's coming to San Quentin now. He's going to San Quentin. That may be what you may be hitting on to a point. He's in China one week, and he's over in the Maui vacation the other week, and he's back in the Near East. That son of a bitch, he just must be exhausting that movement's finances.
Mm-hmm. Just tell him by hand. Don't tell him the text.
He's been going for several prisons.
We ought to send a lot of information to Libya. We might get a visit there. Say our pastor's spoken well of it in the forum. You know, we put in our newspaper 600,000. We might get, I don't think a lot of state visits that son of a bitch gets. I'd like to go see Libya. As a base of operations that we were told clear out of existence. Libya, you know, boy, I love what those Arabs did today. God damn it, to hell. France didn't wait. France didn't wait. They didn't wait any time. It shows where the money is, where the power is in the future. And that some bitch, he engineers a mass murder, and what is it, 2 hours they got that fucker on a plane. Court decides he's innocent and sends him out to Algiers.
That whole thing was funny because everybody was saying everybody else started it. They couldn't tell who Bruce did.
The French is doing a lot of harm.
Huh?
The Israelis are not too mad at the French.
Economics is such a complicated affair.
He wants to try to communicate directly with number one.
Yeah, maybe our old route through Mexico or some place like that. Or to Guyana and have them do it there. That might be better. Send it to Guyana and have them do it from there. I'm a little question about Mexico these days. Well, I want to deal with... your wife said that she had that doctor, and I don't know, she may not know fully, but she had that doctor fairly well centered, and... Goddamn Sylvia Grubbs gets into it and says, I think you ought to go to Mexico. Serve your people. Yeah. And that's the very thing that triggered him. Phyllis said it was all over. That's all she wrote right then. Phyllis just barged in there. Goddamn motherfuckers like that. Somebody spending days and days and weeks and weeks. Oh, I can't afford to get mad. My pressure goes, wow. Feels like somebody shoots a rocket off in this ear out the other one. That infuriated me that she would wander into a goddamn place uninvited and throw her 2 cents nincompoop She, Phyllis had him all ready to go over there. Come here and want to work. He was, you know, he had questions, but that was it. Mexico it was. Big mouths. It's the second person running on her when she was trying to mother him. Goddamn people. They infuriate me when they do that. I mean, anybody with good sense ought to know better than to do that.
During that particular period, it was a very atrocious kind of statements that he made. And I thought, well, the man ought to at least take the time to find out, you know, he's so deluded in what we stood for.
Right.
And then to prejudice another department in a sister city, sister station, to prejudice them not to send out, and to their chagrin, this is off the record, but some, we had sympathetic journalists, they were told from... which I don't understand how things work, how KGO here would have that much influence, but they didn't cover the same thing that CBS and NBC covered in depth.
Yeah, I think that is not a personal thing. I think it's a philosophical point on the types of news KGO is interested in, and unfortunately they go heavy after the ratings, and they
agree.
They would rather have talk about three murders in a row, you see, in the news, and ignore something about Farr or something like that.
Well, I understand that. Yeah. My problem was that not that KGO didn't cover it here, but that they would exert influence in Los Angeles, where obviously NBC and CBS saw it as most newsworthy, because we didn't seek out the news, and it was killed on ABC.
Yeah.
But one of the editors said jokingly, always be careful. I don't know what he meant by that, ABC, always be careful. But anyway, thank you.
Okay,
we appreciate
your intervention.
All right,
I will do my very best
to get a conversation with
Russ sometime in the next 4 or 5 days.
And thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Okay,
bye. We just thought it was bad that he would influence a sister station to not assign the story when all the other media did cover it. And we don't mind. We don't mind because we weren't seeking the news. We went there unannounced. It was very impromptu. We felt the issue, you know, the usual bit, the enlightened self-interest, the press and the people. And we've always seen both dictatorial regimes of the right and the left nibble at the press, directly or indirectly. And so, you know, what did I say about you? In other words, we tell Colin that that we may have had misinformation about this guy influencing the it was told to us directly from both LA and here that he did kill that assignment, and we can understand why 3,000 people marching would not be news to KGO. We understood that clearly, but we couldn't understand why it wasn't news down there. And there were sympathetic people on the staff who said that they didn't understand it. Say, we were told that very reliably in verbatim comments about this man, that this man Connors made. Say, they came out verbatim. So we don't want to start any hassle with him, but we want you to know we did have it. There was a basis for it, and Mr. Jakes has greatly helped. He spoke kindly of you, and helped override some things that had been told by others, even though our minister knew you were not guilty of racism. He knew that from the beginning. Even though there is a lack of communications, as one local editor who toured all of our facilities said, there's a great barrier between the press and the people these days. And we appreciate him taking the time. He toured all of our facilities. We know that busy editors can't be expected to do that, but it was, it did help our people greatly. They came through our nutritional program, you know, physical therapy, medical, that took the time. And we could, might say that to some of the other press, too. That would show them the legitimacy. Some of the establishment editors came through. The editors of the establishment press. And that was greatly helpful, just that dropping in on us. By the way, remind that goddamn good that he'd be just like him not to show up.